6. Reading.
A judge in New Zealand recently ordered a girl's parents to change her name. Why did he take this unusual step? Read on and find out. What's in a name? It began like any other day for New Zealand family court judge Rob Murfitt. But as he was looking over his next case, which involved a custody battle over a 9-year-old girl, he couldn't believe his eyes. The girl's name was Talula Dazdahula from Hawaii. According to the report, the child was so embarrassed by her name that she had never revealed it even to her closest friends, preferring to be called Kay. The furious judge reprimanded the girl's parents and ordered that her name be changed immediately. He read out a list of other embarrassing names invented by New Zealand parents, including Violence, Superman, and Number 16 Bus Shelter. In the USA and the UK, more and more parents are staying away from the traditional John and Susan, and are naming their children after places, objects, or ideas that have a personal meaning for them. Sports lovers name their children Arsenal or ESPN, a cable sports network. Spiritual parents choose Integrity, Serenity, or Heaven, while more materialistic mums and dads go for Armani, Chanel, or Jaguar. And unique? Well, it's not so unique anymore. Hundreds of babies get this name every year. Why have unusual names become so popular? According to psychologist Cleveland Kent Evans, people feel they've lost their individuality, as global Western culture has made us all alike in many ways. Every parent wants their child to be special, and one way to do this is to invent a special name. These parents might be surprised to learn that in many countries, strict laws would prevent them from being so creative. In Argentina, Portugal, and Sweden, for example, parents have to choose a name from an official list provided by the government. They must apply for permission for any other name, and officials may not be helpful. They will often reject names of places, objects, or pop stars. Denmark's law on personal names is among the strictest, and even applications for unusual spellings are often rejected there. The law, says Michael L. Nielsen of the Department of Name Research at Copenhagen University, is designed to protect helpless children. It is the state's view that children should not suffer ridicule and abuse because of their parents' misguided judgment, he explains. So which is better, creative names or traditional ones? Most experts would probably side with the Danes. According to Manhattan child psychologist Dr. Jennifer Hartstein, anyone who is going to have a baby should be aware of the fact that a strange-sounding name is likely to result in a lifetime of teasing and bullying. A creative name might make you stand out from the crowd, but most children would much rather fit in with their peers than be special.